welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Good afternoon.
No pun intended, but I'm going to talk about a big problem. Big problem means... obesity in medical circles, a very big health problem, public health problem in the United States, an increasing problem in even the developing world. Lots of comorbidities associated with obesity. So we spend a lot of time looking at how we can prevent obesity. Some people look at how they can treat obesity. In America, we like things big. We like big houses, we like big cars and trucks, and we like big TV screens. We know only too well that the desire for big meals has resulted in big bellies and the plague of obesity. We know that the consumption of large containers of sugary drinks, a major contributor to obesity. So a typical 20-ounce soda contains about 18 teaspoons of sugar, which translates to about 240 calories. When you increase that to a 64-ounce bottle of soda, it comes out to be about 700 calories. And many of my patients drink more than one of those a day. So these sort of liquid candies cause a big contribution to obesity. The beverage companies spend lots and lots of money introducing beverages aimed at the 2 to 17-year-old market. By the time a kid gets to be 17 years old, they've seen thousands of ads for sugar-containing drinks. But what about baby bottles? You found a very interesting article published in the journal Pediatrics 2016. It's an electronic journal that I can't tell you the page number of, but it asks a very interesting question. It asks, is the size of the bottle we use to feed infants associated with weight gain? Mark, what did they do and what did they find?
Yeah, and I don't know why that journal does that to us. They say E2015-4538 instead of just telling us a page number. But and it is a print journal, so I don't know what their deal is. But anyway, that's a side issue. So yeah, this was a kind of a cool little study. It was a prospective cohort study, so not a randomized trial, and we'll get back to that later. So the data were obtained from a study that was looking at preventing childhood obesity and looking at factors that might be involved in childhood obesity. And the authors identified 386 infants who were born at least 34 weeks gestation. They all weighed at least 1,500 grams at birth. They were all exclusively formula fed. The infant population was diverse, 41% Black, 35% Hispanic, and 23% white. At the two-month visit, parents of not quite half of the infants reported using large bottles, which were at least 6 ounces in size for the feedings. White parents and parents of boys were more likely to use the larger bottles. All of the infants were weighed again at 6 months. So 2 months to 6 months, they did an analysis. They adjusted for birth weight, time between visits, and some other variables. And they found that on average, those who were fed with the larger bottles had about a 0.2 kilogram greater weight increase, so not quite half a pound, which in a six-month-old is a good bit. This was a prospective cohort study, so they didn't randomly assign kids to different bottle sizes, and they didn't look beyond 6 months, but we do know that the weight gain between 2 and 4 months does predict the likelihood of being overweight at 2 years of age. So this is an interesting study. Bottom line, the author of the poem, Dr. Alan Shaughnessy, states that at his house, they use small plates on their dining room table with the idea that larger plates encourage overeating. And so perhaps similarly in non-breastfed infants, using larger bottles is associated with a greater weight gain by 6 months of age. Interesting study, kind of, you know, thought-provoking. It's probably not the final word, but certainly, you know, as I said, thought-provoking and interesting and worthy of further study.
Yeah, a very creative little study that might have implications. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, use a small bottle. Maybe that's true of beer, too. You know, in Europe, they're in 16.9 ounces. In England, it's a 20-ounce imperial pint, and here it's 12. So maybe that has, we should think about that as well. Maybe that'll be the next poem.
You can assign that to one of your student researchers. Talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.